Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live. It's hour number two ahead of Naomi Prinz joining us to get into what's happening with the bond rating of the United States with the T-bills, the S&P announcement that the outlook is negative for the AAA rating being continued, what the ramifications of that mean, that's coming up. But I want to take a few calls ahead of her joining us, then Gerald Celente, in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I'd love to hear from you about state police, not just in Michigan, but all over the country. We saw these reports years ago. They have wireless antennas that hack in because they have the back door, so it's instant, basically, 2 seconds on average, and download what's on your phone. Or when they pull you over for speeding, they demand your phone, color of law, no right, plug it in, it's a warrantless search, and steal everything off your phone. I do want to spend a few minutes later in the hour, getting into your iPhone is tracking your location, and they've got these top computer experts saying Apple won't tell us why they're saving this, but it appears the program triangulates with cell towers and tracks them, and then when you log onto your iTunes, it downloads the information. It's all the Telecommunications Act. I mean, when you see how ignorant even compartmentalized computer experts are, sure, they know the code. They know how to identify it. It's public. It's been public for 15 years. It's the Telecommunications Act. Remember, if you've been listening 10, 15 years, I kept telling you over and over, if you were listening 5 years ago, every AT&T, every other major telecommunications hub, is the NSA. They have whole floors, not closets. They have whole floors where everything is run through it. And then the AT&T exec went public in San Francisco and blew the whistle that everything runs through it, and it's an NSA area of one floor. It's the Telecommunications Act. See, when they had to pass this into law, it was all public. Then once it goes in, we don't get the details. But it's all right there. And I guess I'm already covering this now. It's just, ladies and gentlemen, it is so frustrating because this is not hard. This information is not hard to understand. This information is not hard to figure out. This information is all there. I mean, I told people back in October 2001 when they passed the Patriot Act and we got a copy of it. Nobody could get it till the day after it passed, including members of Congress. They got it about an hour before. And it said, the government will break into your house and not tell you without a warrant. If you find out, you can be put in federal prison if you tell anybody. We're going to anybody who commits a misdemeanor, we can take your entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. You know, Section 802, any action that endangers human life, it's a violation of any federal or state law. There's hundreds of misdemeanors. And they're counting on you not knowing about this. It's all there. And so, of course, years later, you have the headlines. State of Tennessee used Patriot Act thousands of times in non-terror-related cases, including marijuana and domestic disputes, and the similar headlines everywhere. They lie to you and say, it's not a war in Libya. It's not an air war. It's not a ground war. There are no troops. Well, there were troops. Oh, we're not going to use the Patriot Act on you, hoping you don't go look it up. Then we get the internal MIAC Homeland Security reports. And there's no mention of Al-Qaeda. There's no mention of the globalist little stooges. It's all gun owners, libertarians, veterans, in the Fed people. Well, in the Fed, look what it's doing to America. I mean, is Newt Gingrich going to be on a list now? He's saying get rid of the Federal Reserve? Only on the surface. It's a trick. He says, let there be the international Fed run by Bernanke over the dollar, and then Congress will control domestic issues. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, for a couple segments, we're going to take your phone calls ahead of Goldman Sachs former managing director, whistleblower, Naomi Prinz, getting into the S&P announcement a few days ago that the outlook is negative for the dollar, keeping its AAA rating. And if you think the U.S. government's in debt now to foreign banks and countries via the fiat money system, we're now going to have basically third world interest rates, exactly where the private Federal Reserve has been maneuvering us forever. That's why Geithner says you've got to increase spending, you've got to increase taxes, or we'll default, because he's steaming us right towards the iceberg. He wants to basically wreck the ship and then loot it, and that's basically their plan. We have got to get the word out on what's happening, because things are obviously getting crazier by the minute. Remember, they said we're not going to default 3 years ago when they got the banker bailout. They said if we didn't give them all this money, it would happen. And we told you it's only going to get worse a few years down the road. They're positioning us for this while they get all the bailout money that they promised to use to get the economy going so they can up interest rates and hoard that money for themselves. And you've seen lending decrease, not increase. While they're telling you how great the economy is, very, very deceptive. Okay, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Mike in Dallas. You probably remember I've talked to you a couple of times. I'm a telecommunications engineer. You can probably hear from my accent, too. I'm a Yankee. I lived up in New York City most of my life, and worked for the, you know, Verizon, big telecommunications company. First it was New York Telephone, and I started right after the divestiture. My dad had been in the business, and he told me about this stuff that was going on because he was one of the infrastructure planners. He said, Mike, you're not going to believe what these people are doing. Co-location is where, and they hid this under the guise of, well, now the telecommunications infrastructure needs to be shared because all these cables underground and on the poles, you have to share them.
Let me stop you. I'm going to give you the floor. We have the confirmed reports now that all of the smartphones, let me give you the news blast here. It's not just your iPhone or your iPad. Under the 96 Telecommunications Act, the government has to be able to break in remotely and turn it on even when it's off and have the phone look like it's off, download all your content, photos, you name it, your phone list, listen to you live time, track you, and they co-locate, quote, all the phone company infrastructure at Nexus points paid for with $9 billion of taxpayer money from 96 to 2001. To put the grid in, and now over the grid, the government's going to break in on Facebook, Twitter, your smartphone, your computer with announcements. That's all being announced. And I'm not bragging. This was all, you know, that I knew this and said this over a decade ago. I've been screaming bloody murder. And so here's these top computer experts in The Guardian saying it's this consolidation.dp secret system. When you log in with your iPhone or iPad to sync it with your regular computer, it uploads it, and it basically goes to Apple. They say, we don't know how they're triangulating it, but it is being triangulated. We believe it's determined by cell tower triangulation. Well, if they'd read the Telecommunications Act, it says by law it triangulates. I'm sorry now. Go ahead.
No, you're right, Alex. And again, I'm calling to confirm that, you know, again, just like you admit every day humbly, you say, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. As a matter of fact, I'm never the smartest guy in the room. Just because I have the title of engineer doesn't mean that I'm a brainiac. I know these things because I've researched them. And here's the scary thing, Alex. They don't even have to, you don't even have to make phone calls anymore. We sell these services. I now work for a wireless communication company, one of the fourth largest wireless provider. And we sell a service that backs up all your contacts wirelessly. So you've got your phone set, and you say, well, what happens if my phone breaks or if I lose it or someone steals it? Oh, all of my contacts will be saved, all of my information, all my pictures, everything that I have.
And by the way, that's the cloud system, and all the new computers coming out, you won't be able to save it on your computer at home. It's all designed to be saved on their systems, and under the new Internet ID program announced by the White House on Monday, or actually last Friday now, folks, we covered this last week, publicly they admit the government will issue you your universal safe code with a code key for your banking, for everything, and they admit the IRS will monitor it and the Department of Health and Human Services will monitor all your medical records. I mean, this has all been designed and the Pentagon runs it. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's true. And of course, they broadcast this commercial with this lady that makes it sound like they do every program. They label it something, you know, the Patriot Act, the Internet Security Act, and it's exactly the opposite. It'll do exactly the opposite of what they name it. Now, again,
I'm sorry, I'm going to add, the Pentagon admitted 2 years ago, you're absolutely right, that cybersecurity is putting these hubs in so they can shut the web down. That's the Internet kill switch. And the way they're unifying the Internet telecommunications grid will allow hackers, i.e. the globalists, to shut down all or parts of the web. So what they claim they're setting up to protect the web, it's the opposite. Sorry.
And who's the guy pushing it? Who was the guy from the beginning pushing it? One of the so-called liberals from up in Connecticut, one of our senior senators, Joe Lieberman. I mean, don't people see there's no difference? Just like your interview, your 80-minute interview that anybody can download from prisonplanet.com if they get a membership. G. Edward Griffin says there's no difference between these people. They say the Republicans want military spending and the Democrats want social programs. The overall agenda is there's no difference. Why don't people see this? Why don't they see it? Alex, I don't know what to do anymore. And here's another question. Maybe you can talk about this with Gerald or Bob Chapman tomorrow. I'm at the point where even some of these social networking websites, I can't even go on them anymore because people say who that they're libertarians and they believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and private property. They're talking about the boogeyman. We need to hate the Muslims. We need to hate this is all about Islam trying to take over the world. There's no place to go anymore where you can be
Islam is the outside boogeyman used so that people will unify under the globalists and let them enslave them. Meanwhile, the globalists are on record radicalizing Muslims, protecting violent radical Muslims, and allowing them to attack. Then they use the clash of civilizations to ban free speech in America. Detroit is saying that the Pastor Jones is not allowed to protest outside the Detroit mosque, but you can protest, troops, dead troops, funerals. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't support the First Amendment for Jones, you don't support it for anybody. These are social engineers knowingly maneuvering us into this, and it's not our opinion on the Telecommunications Act or on what they're doing socially. It's all public. They write white papers. They've got white papers by the CFR of how they're chemtrailing and when they started it and what's in it and how great it is. And the average yuppie out there will laugh at you if you tell them when it's public. I appreciate your call, Michael. Look, we're in deep trouble. Because the average person goes into a cell phone store, a smartphone store, and doesn't even want to learn what the different phones are. Because they got to go home and watch their favorite sitcom or play video games. Now, there's a real game of life going on with a real scientific Borg unrolling their control grid, openly saying in thousands of white papers covered in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that once the grid's in place, they're going to release basically a mouse pox and kill 90%+ of people. The UN only says 80%. And they just giggle and say, oh, the black helicopter's going to get me. I've got a sitcom to watch. I mean, they have no idea. The cops laughing right now listening. They have no idea what we're going into. They have no idea how sinister it is, how domesticated the public has gotten. And you know what? Maybe the globalists aren't going to release these super bioweapons, but they sure say they are. They sure talk about it a lot. They sure talk about what they're going to do, their big think tanks that literally give the orders. I mean, this is all public. Dick Cheney, September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC, said we need to legitimize through the media the use of race-specific bioweapons. South Africa, Israel. Do you know what a race-specific bioweapon is, folks? If you don't, you better look it up. We're doing a Google search term today. I want to make it number one, terrorize public. That'll lead people to DHS launches new alert system designed to terrorize public. All right, let's go to Mick in New York. Mick, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on the line there. I was awakened about a year and a half ago by a friend of my wife's, and she turned me on to you, and it's been absolutely stunning what I've learned. I just had three things, and then I'll let you expound upon them. First of all, I want to know what your thoughts are on the Department of Justice seizing the poker sites and what the real agenda is behind that.
Well, the only place in the country where it's totally legal is District of Criminals, D.C., that square block of criminality. And the globalists always take things over that were legal so that then their friends can be given the franchises. Nobody's going after Donald Trump's online poker operations. And I don't gamble myself, and I have actually played private games of poker back in college and a few since then, but I mean, we're talking for pennies. I'm not a high-stakes poker player. And it's become super popular, and it's fun, and it's actually a form of, gambling with four friends where you've actually got a chance of winning. And they don't like that. They want to put in rigged casinos where you got about a 20% chance of winning, where they can sell you some government whores and liquor. Instead of you going with friends and eating barbecue at their house and playing, poker for 5 hours. And they don't want you online playing poker with other people because it's fair and it's real, and they just can't allow that. And we got an article up there, Today Poker Sites, Tomorrow Alternative Media. The government's actually out there talking about shutting down alternative media and using systems to do it. Does that answer your question, Mick?
Yeah, and then I also had one other thing about being I used to be a physical education teacher, and they're trying to ban dodgeball, and nobody asked the kids. That's all the kids want to play.
Well, because if they can ban something that's reasonable, they can ban anything.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snugpak sleeping bags, SE knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, Spec Ops, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
So Obama came out on Tuesday and said it doesn't matter if Standard & Poor's, the big rating agency, for the first time since Pearl Harbor, has lowered the outlook to negative for the U.S. keeping its AAA rating. Third world countries don't have AAA ratings. The interest rates will explode. That's just how they maneuvered Greece and Ireland and Portugal and Iceland. Of course, the Icelanders said, we don't owe this money. They went and did a forensic audit. Over 90% was owed by the private banks that had come in and taken over their country. You bankers keep your fiat debt. Go ahead and try to hold us hostage, because we know you can go ahead and kill the economy even faster. But if we go along with you, there's no end in sight. Let's just get this over with. And so we knew that gold and silver would only go up. I've been telling you for 11 years. That's when I got into gold and silver, was when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. And all the economists that had been right before, I listened to them, started studying it intently, really 16, 17 years ago, but intensely 11 years ago. And I said, get into silver and gold when silver was less than $5 an ounce. It was four something. Gold, 258, 260. Gold is at $1,509 and $60 an ounce and still rising. That's from earlier in the day. Gold climbs to record as debt concern, inflation boost investment demand. And silver surges over $46.25 an ounce as rumors of a short squeeze and concerning market gain credence. And continuing, gold for me delivery advances to record, Bloomberg, Reuters, gold to rise to $1,700. Continuing, and look, in a week or two, they'll probably drive gold down by $50. They'll probably drive silver down by three or four. And the yuppies will all say, ah, see, because they love to feel like they're right, because they never buy gold and silver. So it doesn't matter if in the yearly graph, the 10-year graph, it's going straight up. When it dips a little, they'll have celebrations on TV and giggle and snicker. And then a month later, it'll race up to, you know, $1,600 and silver to 50, and they'll still giggle. And then it'll drop from 50 to 49, and they'll laugh. Then it'll go to 60 in silver, and then it'll drop to 55, and they'll laugh. Because they love to lose. I'm telling you, it's a religion now. America had a religion of winning. It's now got a religion of buying into cons. My listeners are not like that, and I'm not like that. I promote what I believe in. There is no silver bullet, but the closest you get to a silver bullet is a silver coin. No pun intended. I personally like gold, too, because you start buying a lot of silver, it's hard to carry around with you unless you're like Captain Kidd and got it buried. But it is great. It's poor man's gold, and many analysts have called it gold on steroids. And it is performing better than gold, and I've been saying that for years, and I said silver's the safest bet. But look, enough of that, because I'm coming back with the big whistleblower from Goldman Sachs to get into all this. And she was on just a few months ago and, again, laid out what was, she said, coming sooner rather than later. So we'll be talking to her. But Ted Anderson, just briefly, we got about 2 minutes left. Here we are. And you told folks you were going to run out of the gold and silver that you bought months ago at a lot lower price. You still got the stuff you bought a month ago instead of 2 months ago. It's going to go up again. Still the best deals out there. How much is the three silver dollars and three of my films and free shipping? The best deal out there. How much are the silver half dollars? What's your best deals on gold? What are the radio specials if folks want to call and take advantage of this? Or maybe they can just be a yuppie and giggle and say, bad investment, gold 260, now 1500. Aha, you're dumb. I'm smart. Stock market overall down by about 40% in real stock values. I'm smart. I'm losing money. I'm cool. You're not. Ha, ha, ha. Magic wand. Radiation's good for me. You know, these are smart folks. Look, black helicopters, the Miami Herald attacking, don't exist. Ha, ha, ha. You know, government wiretapping with no warrants. Ha, 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 doesn't exist, but it's admitted. I'm sorry, Ted. Give folks the number and the offer.
Yeah, well, right now I'm at $120 for the videos and the silver dollar. The silver dollars alone right now are at $147 a piece. Actually, they're a little higher than that. Silver did go up today to $46.39. Gold, $15.09. They really should be moving in on this. Walking Liberty halves right now, Alex, 21.61. Those are going to be shooting up like a rocket with silver going like up like they had. Franks at 3.26. Sovereigns at 4.10. I mean, there's just a lot of things that are at this time. I just can't say it enough. I mean, 3,200 for a bag of dimes. That's a 1,000 face value. People need to protect themselves. They're watching gold and silver go down. Take advantage of that silver dollar deal in the videos at 120. If I price that out in the marketplace right now, it'd be closer to $200 to get the same thing to buy it separately. And that is just, it's important that people get involved right now at this time. Alex, if you don't move into gold and silver, there's about $200 trillion in assets out there in the marketplace that needs to be invested, period. And if that moves to gold and silver, there's only, in gold, there's only about 1.5 $1.5 trillion worth of gold.
Let me give folks the number, Ted. 800-686-2237. The globalists obviously think you're stupid and won't buy this gold and silver. 800-686-2237. I know the globalists and the big universities, they're all grabbing it. Dictators are grabbing it. But they're telling you don't grab it because they want it for themselves.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, we've got Nomi Prinz, before coming a journalist. She worked on Wall Street as a managing director at Goldman Sachs and running the International Analytics Group at Bear Stearns in London. She's a best-selling author and has appeared on BBC, CNN, CNBC, C-SPAN, ABC, CNN. I mean, everything. NomiPrinz.com. Prinz, P-R-I-N. S.com. We've got links to her up on Infowars.com. We're going to her in just a moment because she was just here a few months ago and talked about losing the AAA rating, talked about what that would signify, the policy we're seeing out of Geithner. I had Lou Dobbs on Friday. He agreed with my analysis that Geithner's announcement that if you don't raise the debt ceiling, if you don't give us more taxes and more money to pay to the offshore banks, then we'll default. But they're defaulting through hyperinflation. Over 70% of the T-bills now being monetized by the Federal Reserve. The Chinese announcing last week they're going to buy even less T-bills. We're going over the edge here. You see that in commodities. But we're going to talk to a real expert here in a moment who 7 years ago, wrote a best-selling book exposing all of this and laying it all out. So, because she was on the inside of it. I mean, how many hundreds of top economists, former top federal regulators like Professor Black have we had on, laying out it's a black hole, impossible to pay off, it's designed to be impossible? We're going to talk to her in a moment. And then Gerald Celente coming up later in the next hour. I'll take 30 minutes of calls and cover other news at the start of the next hour for those that are holding, or you can hang up and call back. I want to hear from you, though. But before we go to Nomi Prinz here in a moment, I wanted to bring up Ted Anderson just to finish, because we were talking about gold and silver prices and what's happening, and then we got caught by the break before we could put the plug in so folks could take advantage of this deal. It was a 90-something dollars, then it was $100, then $105, $110, $115 to get three silver dollars now valued in the market over $135 if you're getting a good deal to get three. You get three of those for $120 with the free shipping and three of my best-selling films on top of it. We're talking a $200-plus value for $120. And as Ted sells out of the supplies he bought when it was lower, it'll still keep going up. You should have taken advantage of it earlier, but you should have taken advantage of it. We were selling silver for $5 an ounce and gold for $260. But you think it's high now, get ready. Because if they continue to devalue the currency, which they're showing every indication they're full steam ahead, it's only going to go up. So take advantage of that special. I'll tell you right now, the brokers, who are great guys and competitive, they don't like it because Ted loses money on these. It's a loss leader to get you into silver and gold for those that have never held it in their hand. He's got a bunch of other loss leaders as well. Briefly mention those, Ted. The radio specials that folks need to share the radio specials or they will pay more.
Well, there's no question about it. The very first one is your videos with the three silver dollars at $120. There isn't anybody in the entire world that is offering a deal that good in silver. We also have the Creature from Jekyll Island book for $41 delivered. That's a 580-some page book with a real silver dollar in it, so you get to read about what the Fed is about, and then you get to see what real constitutional money really was as a sample right in your hand. $41 delivered, silver dollars alone are $47 a piece. You can do the math. I'm not making money on this. But nonetheless, it gets you educated. You get the real deal. And who knows, maybe someday in the future, you'll consider Midas for your future purchases.
Absolutely, Ted. Absolutely. I'm sorry, go ahead and finish up.
Well, just the Walking Liberty halves at $21.61 are a good buy. There's so many good buys right now in the marketplace, and it's so hard to keep up with this because, Alex, every day I wake up, silver's up another dollar from what was the day before. I mean, right now we're looking at $46.39 for silver. Gold is almost at $1,510 now. I mean, it's just, this stuff is moving so fast and so furious, and premiums are going up on physical delivery, anything, even in the futures market, that, you know, I mean, let's face it, if you have $200 trillion trying to chase $1.5 trillion of assets, it's going to drive the prices up like crazy.
Absolutely, Ted. I've got to jump to Nomi because she's going to break down the technicals of this. But thank you so much. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, if it keeps racing up like this, how long can you hold those silver and gold deals at those prices?
Well, I'm going to do this till tonight, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson. Now, Nomi Prinz is a journalist, senior fellow at Demos. Her latest book, It Takes a Pillage, Behind the Bonuses, Bailouts, and Backroom Deals from Washington to Wall Street. By the way, GE's announcing their biggest profit ever. Biggest profit ever today. We're going to go over some of those numbers. And they paid zero tax. But they're lobbying through Obama to raise the middle class's taxes, which is in paid and bailouts to them. Man, and they've got the screaming hordes of poor people. In polls today, 70% in an AP poll want to get rid of capitalism and rob the middle class. No wonder you're poor, because you're stupid. I'm sorry. You let these bankers rob you. She is the author of Other People's Money, The Corporate Mugging of America, of Devastating Exposé into Corporate Corruption, Political Collusion, and Wall Street Deception. And I didn't mean that towards all poor people. I mean those that want to get rid of capitalism because you think that's going to help you. Other People's Money, and chosen as the best book, 2004, by The Economist, Barron's, and the Liberty Journal. And her other book, Jacked, How Conservatives Are Picking Your Pocket, Whether You Voted for Them or Not. It goes on NomiPrinz.com. And she also appears in the New York Times, Fortune. The list goes on and on. Nomi, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me back, Alex.
I know I'm ranting here today. When I saw the S&P announcement 3 days ago, it shook me. I knew it was coming, but to see that happen and then to see the White House come out and say that it didn't matter, and then we learned that they secretly were trying to block S&P, Standard & Poor's, from doing that. As you know, somebody who's studied this, who worked as a managing director at Goldman Sachs, running their international analytics group in Bear Stearns in London, what does this really signify and what does this really mean?
Well, first of all, it signifies that S&P is having a minor little wake-up moment because, A, they're right. You know, the United States does have a debt problem. You know, hello, this is a really obvious conclusion. The fact that the White House was trying to suppress the information is really part of what continues to occur from Washington. There's this notion that bailouts worked, our financials are coming back, our recovery is on the rise, and all of this stuff that no one actually feels in real life, but the illusion continues to get perpetuated. So trying to get S&P to shut up was a way of trying to continue with that illusion. S&P, of course, is the same rating agency among Moody's and Fitch that continually upgraded and kept high the ratings of all the toxic assets that clogged our financial system, that were spewed out by the banking system, and that continue to reside at the Federal Reserve and be backed in many other ways by the Treasury Department, not least the issuing of $4 trillion worth of Treasury debt in the last 2 years since that financial crisis began. So this is something that Washington would really prefer we don't keep picking at, and that S&P would have just stayed dormant and not mentioned in the way that they did in their announcement that they did on Monday with their report.
Now, Nomi, what does this signify when Geithner engages in what I call financial terrorism and says, if you don't raise the debt limit, if you don't keep the spending going, we're going to default. Am I not correct, or correct me if I'm wrong, in saying that it's a technical default to have the Federal Reserve monetizing 7/10 of the new debt, and to have the Chinese and others dumping new purchases, cutting back on their purchases? I mean, are we not seeing a real-world default going on right now? And to have him scapegoat anybody trying to cut spending as the authors of the ongoing depression, what's your view on that?
Well, you know, you call it, I call it financial homicide by the banks, and Geithner's sort of the accomplice because he, under him, the Treasury Department, again, increased the Treasury debt by $4 trillion. So for him to come around and say, oh, by the way, if you, Congress, don't increase the debt cap by whatever amount, whether it's a penny to a trillion, it almost doesn't matter. The idea is that if we don't incur more debt, our debt will become less worthy, which is just, A, not logical, and B, part of how Geithner has operated through the bailouts and since he's been Treasury Secretary, which is to continue to deny that much of the debt problem, most of the debt problem, arguably all of the debt problem, has happened because of this imparting of debt to bail out Wall Street, to subsidize the financial system, to go back and forth between the Fed, who buys the debt, the Treasury increases the debt, the Fed buys the debt, and has this sort of back and forth ball going between them, which only decreases our value as a nation, our entire books, our balance sheet as a nation. And the Fed will continue to do this. We know that when June comes along, the Fed is going to go from QE2 to QE whatever. They might call it something else. They will find ways to continue to throw this ball.
Yeah, I've heard Bernanke. They're calling it a continuation of QE2, which is really QE3.
Right. And what it really is saying, look, we're going to continue to pretend that we're either going to print money or buy debt or move stuff back and forth between the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve, which will decrease the value of the United States books as a whole. We'll just keep on doing that, whatever we call that. And we will never say that the reason we are doing that is because we are backing a faulty financial system for which we started to do this to begin with. And that in our history as a country, we have never had this amount of outpouring, an increase in our debt, and flux between the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve as we've had in the last 2.5 years.
Nothing near it.
Blame spending cut, and then blame or even discuss or even remotely give credence to the crazy debate that continues on in Washington about $38 billion per year of spending cuts, which is 1% of the budget, and less than a visible percentage, piece of a percentage of the debt that the Treasury Department has incurred in the Federal Reserve report, support.
Well, that's right, because there's all of the commitments, there's all of the thousands of trillions, many economists say, in derivatives that they've tricked us and other nations to sign on to. But, Nomi, I mean, you work inside the belly of the beast, and when we look at this, S&P is saying, you know, hey, the emperor has no clothes. It's the fact that we're incurring more debt. It's the fact that you're monetizing debt is why the outlook for the AAA rating is not good. A, explain to people what losing the AAA rating will mean. And then B, is this not the policy of the private offshore-owned Fed to wreck the U.S. dollar and economy so that these big international institutions can come in and buy things up for pennies on the dollar and move towards this IMF, World Bank, Bancor digital system where we'll still have our regional currencies, but now the private bankers will be in full control outside of Congress even being able to comment?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll start with the middle, and that the Fed, whether it's the will school policy or strategic policy, you know, I go back and forth between that the result of this policy is a devalued currency, is devalued debt. Now, when S&P comes and says there's a potential, and they said that the United States debt is on negative watch, they didn't even come out full force and say we are downgrading the U.S. debt, probably because of conversations going on with the White House. So even though they put out their report, there could have been a little bit of back and forthing on that. But what would happen if the United States debt rating was decreased, it would mean that the value of our treasury debt, the amount that we would have to basically pay other countries to borrow money from them, or effectively, you know, they buy our treasuries, but what the transaction is, we are buying, we're paying them interest, they are buying our debt. It would cost us more to do that. And if it costs us more to do that, number one, and inflation goes up, the cost of keeping this illusion going goes up. So there, then the Fed's in a position where they have to, you know, that they can't bring rates down below zero. They're already quite low to the private banking system. The private banking system is getting money from the Fed at basically zero interest and then either using it offshore to speculate and increase profits and not have those taxes reverted back to increasing revenues in Washington, or lending them out to whether it's small businesses or through credit cards or through auto loans or whatever at high interest rates relative to the almost zero that they're paying for it. So that, I believe, would continue, which would just mean that the United States continues a downward devaluation spiral. I don't know if the S&P is going to turn around and actually downgrade the U.S. Debt. It should. The value of our debt, like the S&P report had indicated, should be downgraded. We continue to create money to pay debt. None of this is real revenue. The real revenue, the real profits that private banks and other companies like GE are making are not reverting in taxes back to the Treasury Department. We as individuals pay 81% between individual tax returns and Social Security and other types of payments into the revenue of the United States. Corporations pay 8.9%, less than 10%. So that will continue to happen. Money will continue to divert offshore. Whether the IMF turns around and creates a multi-platform electronic currency, or there's continued talk all the time of some sort of a global currency that's not the dollar, you know, that's going to be a little bit further in the future, because the dollar, as weak as it is, and our debt as invaluable as it is, and the economic policies of the Fed and the Treasury Department, as dangerous as they are to middle and general America, the dollar is still the prevalent currency, which actually devalues the economies globally.
That's right. We're seeing G20 engaged in coordinated devaluations of every major currency, accelerating the overall increase in commodity prices.
And they're all enabling, and this is all to enable a really bad and dangerous economic policy by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department.
And meanwhile, Obama and the Republicans as well are telling us everything's fine, and the Republicans are scapegoating unions and welfare moms. I've said it. You could send them all over the plank. You could send them to Pluto. And I've looked at the math. I've had other economists on. It'll do nothing compared to the banker bailouts. And the Republicans, except for Ron Paul and Rand Paul, they're not saying a word about the trillion-pound elephant in the living room. I mean, it is incredible.
No, they're not, because they're all part of, or most of them are part of this illusion that what happened over the last 2 years was necessary, that exploding the banking system, that completely changing or adapting an economic policy based on debt and buying our own debt and really just eating our own future in that manner is somehow going to create a recovery, and that if you scapegoat the unions or individuals or whomever that pay 81% of what the revenues that go into the Treasury Department are, when the corporations are paying less than 10%, you can't ever. You can be debating the budget forever. You're never going to get to an equal or a balance from this point, because we're so far in the hole because of the debt that was created. We have to pay $430 billion a year just on the current debt. And if the value of our debt, if S&P, say, does ultimately downgrade the United States, goes up, that number increases. And that's just starting day one in the hole at $430 billion.
And we got to break powerful info. And here's the issue. We're having this gradual slide into third worldom. But if a Moody's or an S&P does downgrade the debt, we could see a stock market crash that day. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
349, 359, 379. How much pain of the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. because there's a war on for your mind.
Nomi Prinz is our guest. We're going to keep her a little bit into the next hour. But I want to calmly point something out here. The Republican leadership says there's nothing wrong with profit in America. You're a communist if you're against the megabanks. It's the six big megabanks that communalize our wealth and then transfer it to themselves. They make loss public and their profits private. And here's GE, Wall Street Journal today. Their profit jumped 77% and they paid zero corporate taxes because they're mainly offshore. They get waivers from their new coal power plants while shutting down their competition. They head up the president's economic board, the former CEO. Just like if you're a campaign contributor, you don't have to buy the insurance. So that's going on. I want to play a Newt Gingrich clip here from CNBC where he says, fire Bernanke. So it shows the system's looking for scapegoats. He's just a front man like shark teeth. New ones will roll forward. But Nomi, I mean, being a former managing director at Goldman Sachs, again, you're uniquely positioned to understand this, and you predicted it almost 7 years ago with precision because I've read your book years ago. Understanding this, we're seeing this slow slide into inflation and into job loss and stagnation. But if a credit agency comes out a month from now, 2 years from now, one of the big three, and does ever get rid of our AAA rating, it might not take another year after that for full implosion, because couldn't that signify the start of a panic? We already saw one a little bit earlier in the week. And then cause a rush to the exits globally out of the dollar, even though it's stacked up like toxic waste?
It can do a rush that way. And also what will happen is there's going to be a moment where the Fed is going to have to really, you know, sort of come to the realization that the policy of propping something up actually has been negative, which we all know, which S&P is trying to point out, that if you continue to create and buy debt in a circular fashion, ultimately that's not a stable economic policy. So if rates go up, if the ratings come down and therefore the cost of our money goes up, the cost of our debt goes up, it's going to deeply piss off the banks. And so what you're going to see initially is a large stock market loss in bank value and corporate value, because all of these companies, GE included, you know, you mentioned GE also got $140 billion of guarantee for debt they created through GE Capital, their financial unit, during the bailout. I mean, it's not just that they're not paying taxes and getting $4 billion refunds and making all these profits offshore. They were getting bailout money when things were bad. What's happened is GE and the six major banks and all the corporate corporations that continue to shun taxes and make profits, is they're doing so on very cheap money. And so they can position themselves and report to analysts and report to stock investors that they're doing well from that particular standpoint. That's why they get their investors in. And that's
well, even Gingrich said that. He said they get first use of the money.
Exactly.
And some credit card rates are now at 79.9%. And they write the laws, they write the loopholes where they can be tax-free offshore. And then GE, on top of all this, is the big group, along with Soros and others, lobbying to raise my taxes so they can suck it out of me through the government. I mean, these people are brazen.
Right. They want you to subsidize their profits, and not just in a limited way, not just obviously by buying their products, which is how it used to work, but in basically funding them, and funding them through your taxes, and funding them through the continuation of this program of the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve, which has them creating profits off of cheap money and shirking taxes. It's you've got the two. They're shirking taxes. They're not giving them to the Treasury Department. So the Treasury Department is increasing our debt in order to basically make that whole, and wanting to sort of backdoor increase our taxes, because ultimately that's what happens when a budget is in deficit and there's not revenue coming in from the people, the companies that are making.
Nomi, stay there. We got a break. Back in 1 minute. Incredible. I want to talk about the time frame, what you believe is going to happen next.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.